This is the Domestic Cricket Podcast for the 7th of January. Sanity returns to the Big Bash League following last night's shenanigans in the Melbourne Derby. Defending champion Sydney Sixers defeat Brisbane Heat today by 5 wickets to leave the two sides level on 6 points with a game to play. Michael Lump helped the Sixers overhaul Brisbane's inadequate total of 127 for 9, with unbeaten 61 off 55 balls. Steve O'Keefe and Josh Hazlewood had earlier been the picks of the Sydney attack, with 3 wickets each. Following the incident between Shane Warne and Marlon Samuels last night at the MCG, Warne has been given a one-match ban along with the $4,500 fine, while Samuels is still awaiting the hearing into his charges and is recovering from the blow to the face inflicted on him by Lassith Malinga. The opening match in this season's Caribbean T20 ended in a no result overnight in Trinidad, with Jamaica facing only 8 balls in their run chase before rain arrived. Trinidad and Tobago had earlier made 128 for 9 after being asked to bat, as David Bernard and Krishmar Santokhi took 2 wickets each. Some of the Round 3 matches in the Kaidi-Azam Trophy began today. Group 1 leaders Karachi Blues reached 261 for 6 at stumps on a slightly shortened opening day against Silcott. Kerm Manzo and Mohamed Wakas both hit half centuries, while Abdurrahman took his first wicket since returning from his 12-week ban for recreational drug use, ending the day with figures of 3 for 90 from 36 overs. In Group 2, Rawalpindi were bundled out at 153 by Karachi Whites, who then closed on 21 for 2 in their reply. Off-spinner Atif McBool continued his fine recent form for Karachi, returning figures of 5 for 62. Only 40 overs are bowled on day 2 of the Ranji Trophy quarter-final between Jharkhand and Punjab in Jamshedpur. Jharkhand advanced their first innings score from 195 for 3 to 310 for 6, with Ishant Jaggi and Ramiz Namat both completing centuries. Jaggi ended the day unbeaten with 126. Karnataka reached stumps on 45 without loss after finally dismissing Saurashtra for 469. Arpit Vasavada ended on 152 not out for Saurashtra, while Abhimanyu Mittal and Krishnapal Gautam each ended with 3 wickets. Mumbai's batsmen continued to pile on the runs against Baroda. Abhishek Nair added a century to those already by Wasim Jaffer and Sachin Tendulkar as home side closed day 2 on 524 for 6. And Rajat Paliwal hit 112 to earn services a significant first innings lead over Uttar Pradesh. Paliwal took his 6 wicket partnership with wicketkeeper Sarabjit Singh to 97, and Keet Rajput then cleaned up the tail and ended with 5 for 61. Uttar Pradesh reached stumps on 138 for 4 in their second innings, thanks to half century from Tanmay Srivastava, their lead by just 9 runs.